on air, on digital radio and television, online and on the ABC Listen app. This is Evenings with John O'Hara on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
It's that time of the week. I'm going to chat with our regular car, classic car expert. So if you want to find out what your car is worth, text me the make and model and any other detail you can provide. The number to text is 0438922936 or give us a call, 1300 222 936. Mark Haybiddle is the Managing Director of Supercar Secrets, a specialist agency dealing with private collectors. Good evening, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, mate. Now, look, full disclosure before we even get into this, I know very little about cars, so I'm looking forward to learning some stuff. But can I tell you about my first Datsun 200B before we even get into it?
You most certainly can, because they're... They're a great car now. They weren't, but they've escalated in value and appeal massively.
Well, I bought mine for $1,400 cash from the guy who ran the petrol station and around the corner from where I lived in Perth. And it was this little cream-coloured, vinyl-roofed, bomby thing that I think my left arm overdeveloped from having to change the gears so aggressively. And I had to, no word of a lie, Mark, I had to put water in the radiator every day for 3 years before I drove it across the freeway to university.
That was quite normal in those days for those sorts of cars. Yeah. It would have either been a leaking head gasket or a slowly leaking radiator, I think.
Now, I sold it for $400 to a first year when I was finished third year at uni. I don't know what happened to it after that. How much would it be worth today if I'd kept on to it?
Well, if you'd fixed the coolant problem, And it was still in outstanding condition, and the vinyl roof was still intact, and it hadn't got too many kilometres on it. About 25 grand now.
25 grand.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, when I lived in Perth as well, because I was there for 12 years, I had a 200B that I bought for $500.
Wow.
And I remember reselling that about 8 months later, and I struggled to get $600 for it. So I think I eventually took $580. So there you go. Their average value was somewhere between sort of $500 and the $1,400 that you paid, somewhere in the middle there.
Wow. I've just had a text in from Jara in Waratah that says, bought my first car in 1968. It was a Toyota Corolla two-door automatic, called her Sally. Dad bought it for me from a mechanic mate for $700, which she paid back eventually. And this was back in 1985. How much would a 1968 Toyota Corolla be worth now, do you reckon?
Yeah, it depends which type of Corolla it is. It could be a K50 or a K55. But if it was in really good condition with reasonable kilometres, approaching 20,000, probably about 18,000 at the moment.
Wow. Isn't that bananas? And Laurie has just texted in and said, look, my first car was a Rolls Canardly. Rolled down hills and could hardly get up the other side. Laurie's been a little bit cheeky. So, Mark, tell me what's going on in the classic car market.
Well, as you probably gathered, throughout COVID, the values of these cars just absolutely soared. You know, they were already on a very upward trajectory, but just COVID sort of fueled that rise, and that continues to this day. So they're just rising and rising all the time. So we just invest in all the ones that we...
Oh, goodness. I think I've lost... Yes, I've lost Mark there. Sorry.
Right,
oh, no, here we are. Hello, Mark. You just disappeared for a second. Sorry.
Did I?
Yeah, you were telling me about the classic car market.
Yeah, I mean, where was I up to when you lost me?
From the beginning. You just started cutting out and then you left, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, just suffice to say that throughout COVID, you know, the values of these cars just absolutely skyrocketed. I mean, the collectible cars that we invest in, which are all the ones that we know are going to double or triple in value, they were rising anyway, but COVID fueled that and just accelerated the growth. And now what we're left with is an asset class that pretty well everyone wants to get into and has got massive growth in it. So it's a very exciting thing to be into and a very exciting time to be part of all this growth and all these values of these cars at the moment, John. It's just, it's just rising and rising all the time.
And in Australia, are we onto it or are we living in a bit of a bubble?
No, just starting to. Probably through COVID was when people started to really focus on it. So it's probably about, the growth as a true asset class in this country is probably about a year old. Uh-huh. We operate in the UK as well, as you know, so we've got that to compare to. And over there, everybody's into classic cars. Everybody buys them, even children, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, they're all buying collectible cars. And that we're just starting to see that happen here now in Australia. And people are scrambling to get into it because the growth in it's much, much greater than property is. So, that's why everyone's getting involved.
Now, I've just had a phone call from Graham in Bruny Island, whose first car was a Standard 8. Are you there, Graham?
Yes, I am, John.
I've got Mark on the line as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your car, mate?
Yes, I was working at a wreckers yard in Melbourne after I left school, and a lady rang up and wanted to sell her Standard 8, and the wreckers people didn't want it. So I said, I'll give you $15 for it. So she drove it to the records place, and I had to get two friends to help me drive it home because I didn't have a license, and the accelerator had a coat hanger on it. So we drove it home, and I had it in the front yard, and I was driving up and down the driveway for a few weeks. And my mother saw it and said, "Wow, I'm going to get a car." So she bought a Mini.
Ah. So, Mark, how much would a Standard 8 be worth if Graham paid $15 back for it in the day? How much would he be looking at these days?
Well, it would be worth probably 1,000 times that, I would say, at the very, very minimum. It's a little bit before my time, a Standard 8, so I wouldn't really want to hazard a guess on the value of that car. And I'm sure he would know far better than me, to be honest, what the value is. But those kind of cars these days, they do fetch significant sums. They really do. What year was it, by the way?
I don't know. It was 1968 when I bought it, so I'm not sure.
Okay, but it would be from the 40s, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 40s or 50s, yeah.
Yeah, for about 45. I don't actually know what that would be worth. Our expertise tends to lie with cars that are sort of 1970 to 2000, it would be worth a significant sum, that's for sure. It really would. You know, it would be, somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000, I would think.
Wow. Graham, what happened? To the car?
Sorry?
What happened to the car? When did you get rid of it?
I ended up selling it, but my last car that I bought is a 72 Land Cruiser, which a man in Brisbane was offered $65,000 for it.
Yeah, we've got quite a few of those. That'd be an FJ40 then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, around that, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we've got quite a few of those, and they're all priced at the moment between $65,000 and $110,000. Because that's where those Land Cruisers are up to, which is amazing because those FJ40s, 2 years ago, you could buy as many as you wanted for under $10,000.
Yeah, I paid $2,000 for it about 10 years ago.
Oh, did you? Right, there you go then. Yeah, $2,000. We were buying them 2 years ago for sort of $5,000 to $8,000, and now they're $60,000 to $100,000. So that just shows you the growth.
Yeah, amazing.
Graham, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your story.
You're welcome,
yeah,
John.
Thanks, Graham.
Catch you later.
Have a great
Bye.
Night. That was Graham in Bruny Island. Bought his first car, a Standard 8, for $15. If you want to share with Mark and I your first car or any kind of classic car that you've got and want to know what it's worth and share some details with us about it, please text us in 0438922936 or call Dave, producer Dave, in the producer's suite, 1300 222 936. We are, of course, on ABC Radio Hobart, ABC Northern Tasmania. I'm John O'Hara, filling in for Kylie Baxter. Mark, tell me about you flipped a nice little 2001 two-door Jag that you bought in the UK.
Yeah, look, we've been buying quite a few of those now because they've just turned of the correct age that we can bring them in to this country. So they have to be more than 25 years old. So these cars are 1997 and some of them are XK8s and some of them are XKRs, the R being the supercharged one. But the XK8s we're picking up for around about £2,000-£3,000, which is about $6,000. And as you probably would have seen, they're selling here in Australia for about $60,000 to $70,000. So that's just a good example of how the market's moved so far ahead here in Australia, and prices have risen so much. And it gives you an idea of the arbitrage factor of shifting stuff from one country to another, you know?
Yeah. When you buy a car like that, you know, overseas, obviously you don't get to see it, and it takes, you know, there's a process to getting it. What's the turnaround from you purchasing to when it rocks up here in Australia?
Yeah, it's about 8 weeks. But because my business partner, Shirley Edwards Langford, is in London, she personally inspects all the cars. She goes over them from head to toe, spends about 6 hours on each car. And she goes all over the country and indeed all over Europe, actually, picking up cars. And then she loads them into the containers as well, actually. She's a bit of a Wonder Woman, really. She is Shirley. And so she loads them in the containers. And from that point onwards, yeah, look, it's about 8 weeks, sometimes nine. Or if you catch a quick ship, you know, it can be as little as five. But we ship a lot of cars every month from the UK to here. And we rebuild them all underneath completely because there is a bit of can be a little bit of salt damage in the UK. So we just strip everything off and rebuild them, you know.
And if someone's looking, you know, to get into their kind of first classic kind of collectible car, what's a safe kind of first one to head into?
Yeah, look, at the moment, anything early Japanese is probably the sign of the time. So the Toyota Corolla that was mentioned earlier, the 200B that you had, Datsun 180Bs, 260Zs, 240Zs, Datsuns, all those sorts of cars, they're all just absolutely racing up the charts in value. And a great place to start because you can still get parts for them. And they're easy to work on, and they're easy to maintain and reliable, so you can drive them every day, you know.
Yeah, right. Hey, I've had another call in. Jim in Claremont has a Vanden Plus 1966. G'day, Jim.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Yes, look, I've got a Vanden Plus PLAS. It's pronounced Vanden Plus 1100. It is. It's like the old Morris 1100s, only it's got I call it a Rolls Royce front, but I think it's like an MG front on it. And it's been fully restored, and it's got all wood grain dash and leather upholstery. Even got the picnic fold down things in the back of the seats. And I believe that there was only 27 of them sold in Australia when they first came out. And I think when I looked up on the internet, there was only one ever sold in Tasmania. So I'm not sure whether this is the original one, but the one that was sold in Tasmania was purchased by a governor originally. And this one I sort of inherited from a relative who started to restore it and spent quite a few dollars on it. And he unfortunately passed away, and I sort of inherited the vehicle. So it's been sitting in my garage, and I get it out occasionally, take it for a drive. It's fully registered and goes... Like I said, it's been fully restored. Engine's been restored. All the mechanicals. It's been resprayed. The leather upholstery's all been completely redone. And it looks pretty good actually.
And how much do you reckon it'd be worth, Mark?
Yeah, look,
I don't know. Oh.
That's why Mark's here to let us know.
Yeah. Look, they're a really interesting car, and as the gentleman said. Super, super rare in this country. Only 27 ever brought in. They're based on just the Austin 1100, but as he said, wood grain dash, leather seats, all the luxury items, and they were actually a really nice car, and they had the luxury of the hydroelastic suspension, which made them very, very smooth to ride in. And now, these days, that would be somewhere between 30 and 35 grand's worth now. So probably a significant amount more than he paid for it, I would think. Or, well, acquired it for, let's say.
And, Mark, what do you reckon the odds are that it's the original one that was here in Tassie?
Look, it could well be. I mean, you know, as he said, there were only ever 27 brought into this country. And you could bet your bottom dollar that at least 10 of those would have been written off or rusted away. So that leaves you with 17 total in the country. So the likelihood of that being the one is quite high, I'd say. Quite high.
Jim, hang on to it.
I certainly will. I have no intentions of getting rid of it. I love driving it, get it out very occasionally, and enjoy taking it for a spin.
Thanks for joining us, Jim.
They're a very smooth car, aren't they, Jim? Very smooth.
Yeah, they are very smooth, actually. They it's very comfortable. Sometimes it's the motor's been overhauled and rebored. So originally, I think they come out with a sort of like a 1195 or a 1200 motor, and I think this one's been upgraded to about a 1295. And it sometimes you're looking for another gear when you're driving down the highway.
Has it got the? It should have the twin carbs on it as well, Jim. Has it got those on?
Yeah, it's got twin SUs.
The twin side drafts. Yeah.
Well, Jim,
like a charm.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Jim. Mark, one more text in. My wife bought a baby blue 1968 V-Dub 1300 Deluxe Beetle in 99 for $1,000. We've recently got it resprayed and the seats have been redone. I was just wondering what you think it might be worth. Cheers from Pete.
Well, the VW Beetles are a really interesting one. My business partner in the UK, Shirley, she always said, look, we've got to buy Beetles because they're going to take off. My reply to that was, well, there was millions and millions of them built, so the likelihood of them taking off is pretty slim. However, she's right and I'm wrong because they're racing up the charts now. And for a pre 1970, which that one is, 1968, they're anything up to 35, 40 grand on car sales and more now. And that's amazing considering that even 12 months ago, they were below 20, so they've doubled at least in that time.
There you go, Pete. Hang on to your V dub. Mark, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'll see you next Thursday.
Absolutely, look forward to it. You have a great week.
You too, mate. Mark Haybiddle there from Supercar Secrets on our Classic Cars regular segment every Thursday night, telling you how much your cars are worth.